My first guest in this edition is Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist, now based in California. She's also the author of the new book, Prude, How the Sex-Obsessed Culture is Damaging Girls and America, Too. We want to get her thoughts on two major developments in the presidential campaign. First of all, the endorsement of Barack Obama by retired general and Secretary of State Colin Powell, as well as Joe Biden's curious comments about what might await the man at the top of his ticket if he is, in fact, elected in just a couple of weeks. And Carol, thanks so much for being with us.
Always glad to be with you.
Let's start with the endorsement. For those that follow politics pretty closely, this had been rumored for months, so it didn't come as a huge shock. And certainly, once it was known that Powell would be appearing on Meet the Press, most folks knew it was coming. But given his stature and his role in Republican administrations, how big of a coup is this for Barack Obama?
Well, you know, it is something that everyone saw coming. So to some degree, it may already have been sort of factored into everyone's thinking about Barack Obama. Remember, as news accounts have said, General Powell is someone who very much has cared about his newspaper coverage and what elite media and, frankly, elites generally think of him. And it's been a very, very tough couple of years for him because, of course, he stood shoulder to shoulder with President Bush and argued for the necessity of the Iraq War and obviously has suffered in popular esteem on the left with the decrease in popularity of that war. And this is, of course, a way, and I'm sure, as he says, this has nothing to do with race, but it does perhaps have a lot to do with restoring his standing among people whose opinion is very important to him. And frankly, Greg, that's really the only rationale for it, because his stated reasons make no sense. You just have to sort of take it for what it is. And it's remarkable to me that Tom Brokaw never got around to asking General Powell even about, for example, his opposition to the surge in Iraq or about how he feels when Barack Obama's allies tried to smear General Petraeus as General Betrayus. And so you just have to wonder not only what is going on with General Powell, but what's going on with the media. Aren't those questions that deserve to be asked?
Carol, let's talk about what you said just a moment ago, that Powell's stated reasons for supporting Obama don't hold water. Elaborate on that, please.
To the extent that he is someone who saluted Ronald Reagan and everything that Ronald Reagan stood for, and in fact went in as President Reagan's national security advisor, it really makes no sense that he would be throwing his support to a man who came to prominence only on the strength of his opposition to the Iraq War and then to victory in the Iraq War when he opposed the surge, or to a man who plans, in essence, to give a tax cut supposedly to 95% of Americans when 40% of Americans already pay no federal income tax. So what that means is essentially Barack Obama intends to tax some Americans in order to send tax, quote-unquote, refunds to people who haven't paid any taxes at all. Those aren't the indicia of policies that General Powell's so-called mentor Ronald Reagan would have stood for. And so it really isn't clear to me how he's someone who would, Barack Obama is someone who would, as the most liberal National Party candidate ever to seek the presidency, how he would have any natural appeal for Colin Powell.
Let's turn to Joe Biden's curious comments over the weekend. And over the past couple months, there's been more than a couple curious Joe Biden comments. But the ones in particular that we're referring to are his comments on the West Coast, where he said that when Barack Obama is elected, and obviously that's making an assumption there, but that he will be tested by the world within 6 months with some sort of crisis, much like Jack Kennedy was early on in 1961 with the Bay of Pigs situation in Cuba. What do you make of Biden making that analogy, and what does it say about his view of the man at the top of his ticket?
Well, I think that Senator Biden made the mistake of committing candor, essentially. Everyone knows that Barack Obama is weak on foreign policy, and he has signaled repeatedly that his approach to foreign policy will be one of apology and defeat and retreat. And so when you have the United States, which has for so many years stood as a bulwark between forces of totalitarianism of all kinds and aggression, and has protected democracies and free people across the world, signaling that that era may not continue with the election of a candidate you can imagine what that sends to people like Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela and a lot of Americans' enemies. Again, as Ronald Reagan pointed out, and as surely General Powell would know, weakness begets aggression. When people believe that they can get away with it, of course, they're going to try and be more provocative. And so Barack Obama, by having essentially, as I say, come to prominence by arguing for defeat and retreat in Iraq and signaling that he's going to take a moral equivalence approach to acts of aggression, for example, when Russia rolled into Georgia, he asked us for both sides to show restraint. And when it becomes clear that you have someone who is inexperienced, who is weak, and whose systemic reflex appears to be to blame his own country, even as he goes and says that he will sit down with America's enemies and try and talk with them with no preconditions whatsoever, heck, I mean, if I were one of America's enemies, that'd sound pretty good to me, too.
Real quickly, in our last 60 seconds here, Carol, looking at it from the perspective of the two campaigns, do you think Joe Biden got a little talking to from the Obama campaign for perhaps bringing up the issue that John McCain seemed to make some hay with before the conventions, and that's that Barack Obama doesn't have the experience for the job?
Well, look, I don't know whether he got a talking to or not. Joe Biden is famous for these kinds of indiscretions, which, again, sort of brings us back full circle to Colin Powell. Colin Powell believes that someone who makes these kind of gaffes routinely and has a severe case of foot-and-mouth disease is a fine choice to be essentially the godfather of the Obama foreign policy if Barack Obama wins the presidency. And again, to me, that reasoning just isn't solid when you do have someone on the other side like John McCain, who has been a longtime friend of General Powell, and who is someone who is respected by America's allies around the world and feared by its adversaries. It simply makes no sense that General Powell would turn on everything he's ever supposedly believed to endorse someone who, as his own running mate says, is going to invite aggression on the part of our enemies.
Carol, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thanks so much, as always, for being with us.
Great to be with you, Greg.
Carol Liebau, longtime political analyst and strategist, now based in California. Her new book is Prude. This is Dateline Washington.